Blog Talk Radio.
Dutch Pod Radio. Life after dust. Dutch Pod Radio.
You need to tune in to
Dutch Pod Radio. Life after dust. Dutch Pod Radio.
Life after dust. Dutch Pod Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit dustpod.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
On the stars of tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models. We got Life After Dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You can even visit dustpod.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
Yeah, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It is another beautiful Monday. It means it's the start of a new week. That means it's our special Hump Day After Dusk Mondays, like we do it every week. Yes, man, we got a lot going on in today's play. Of course, you know, this was the first official week, you know, the official week one, you know, is about to wind down. That's the Houston Texans game that's on now. We'll be winding it down. So just wanted to say welcome back, NFL. I'm excited, y'all. Y'all understand, like, oh, my God, I've been waiting all freaking forever. I can't even put a time on it. And I know that Sunday come on, like, you watch the NBC games right before they come on. I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. That's how I felt like that, been waiting all forever for it to come up. I mean, it's crazy. So, big ups, you know, I'll be reporting the scores. Because, you know, I'm on it here on the Dutch Pod Radio Network. We're all very avid football fans. We all really show love for our teams. So I'm going to show, you know, I'm going to name the team. We're talking the team. From now on, when I'm naming the scores, I'm always going to be talking about, you know, I'm only going to pick selected teams, which is going to be teams of people who are here on Dutch Pod Radio Network. And, you know, we all have our favorite teams. I'll be talking about the teams scores in week to week about those certain teams. So, that being said, also, too, we're going to have on the show tonight my girl 205 Thickness in the building. Man, definitely a very beautiful woman, very beautiful model, and she's really highly intelligent. The woman is, she's doing the thing right now, man. She's another reason why we do this whole I Am So Divine thing. Y'all going to find out some secrets about it. Some people, you know, that might not pay attention all the way to realize that, hey, this woman is not just a fine, thick woman. She's intelligent, and she got the papers to prove it. So definitely we can't wait to have her on the show. So before we do that, we're going to go ahead and go into the scores, man. You know, I've been waiting to do this. Yes. All right, so first up, I'm going to go ahead and mention, I'm going to say best for last. All right, y'all ready? Let's get started. All right, first, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's Jesse Bear, Gerald Goldie from Real Spill Radio. That's her favorite team, and they won 33-27 against the Redskins. Wow. What a great hit. We got my girl, Carol Lamont's team, the Lions. That's 34-24 against the Vikings. I mean, the guy who just scored the match is crazy. And then Houston Texans are playing right now, which are, you know, that's my girl, Mata Angela, and my girl, Houston_RiRi, that's the color. You know, they're playing right now at 7-7. The Chargers in the second quarter. Y'all get ready to see what that turnout is going to be. We'll talk about that more later. And then, I can't go about spending an extraordinary tour. I'm going to talk a little more about this because it's my team. I want to definitely give a pat on the back to the Dallas Cowboys America's team who shut down the freaking Giants. And you know, the curse that I keep hearing me talk about, the curse has been lifted, everybody. The curse has been lifted. Now there's AT&T Stadium. They're making some moves because the Cowboys beat the Giants 36-31. I'm proud of y'all, man. Let's continue to make some big moves. That was this week's scores of football in the NFL season. And that's all the teams. That's for all the team people here on Despot Radio Network. All right, now, oh, my God, y'all, I feel some type of way when I get to this, like, really talk trash. And they start the season. That means because we continue to get out behind, you know, the Giants be speaking that ass, every time we get into the season. And it hurts my heart. You know how they say it? It hurts my heart, baby. It hurts my heart. So, definitely glad to see they making some moves and doing what it do, son. All right, so let me go ahead and go into some of the, you know, the gossip that's going around the industry. Talk about a little bit of that for now. You got a quick scoop. All right, so let's just give you a little quick scoop real quick. All right, so first we got Gucci, man. Wow. Now let's see what is going on. So rapper Gucci Man puts Tiger's baby mom on blast. He claims he and Walker effed up at the same dang time. And Walker got the butt and Gucci got the throat. So let's get into more about that. You know, Black China, you know, she be getting that press, you know, very, you know, like Nicki Minaj getting the high press. Anyways, rapper Gucci Man is exposing chicks on Twitter today. According to him, he and fellow rapper Walker Flocka did a double team on Tiger's baby mama, that's Black China, and they assumed that before she got with Tiger, but he also claims to have relations with Nicki Minaj, Kelly Rowland, Ciara, and a threesome with Keisha Cole. And wow, it's bananas. So I'm really looking at it in. Oh, my God. You know, now, my question is Gucci Mane stuff, you know, is it hacked again or what? I mean, I'm tired of the excuse that his stuff is getting hacked. It just fools so much crap. So I don't know, man, because he continually has stuff going on over and over happening to him. And it's getting to the point where, what can you say anymore? It's ridiculous. So, bro, I don't know, man. I think if you tweet this for real, and if you did, man, God dang it, man. You was a superhead. You like reverse superhead. He running around, you know, he's feeling some type of way, guy, to put everybody on smash, say, hey, I'll smash this chick, I'll smash this chick. So who cares? It really doesn't make you look any better. It makes you look lame that you had to sit there and do that and name drop. Let's try to get whatever satisfaction, whatever. You miss me on that. I'm not really feeling it, bro. All right, so then, okay, another story. Y'all, this guy, he just doesn't learn. He just doesn't learn. This boy, George Zimmerman. Wow. And he just continually cracks me the heck up, and I mean that in sarcastic as possible. George Zimmerman will not be charged after the alleged domestic incident. No charges were filed against George Zimmerman after an alleged altercation with his estranged wife and her father, Lake Mary, Florida. Chief Steve Bracknell said on Monday. Shelly Zimmerman has declined prosecution after consulting with her attorney, Bracknell said. Police answered a 911 call from Shelly Zimmerman on Monday afternoon, during which she said Zimmerman had threatened her and her father with a weapon. Officers detained George Zimmerman but never arrested him, police said. Detectives later came to the home to interview him. The question of the gun became confused later when police told reporters that there was no gun involved, but George Zimmerman's attorney told CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 that he believed his client had a firearm on him. He acted appropriately. He never took the weapon out, said, excuse me, oh my God, and they freaking try to jump on me while I'm trying to do this. Y'all doing the most. All right. So it said Marco Murata, that damn guy, who is also a CNN legal analyst. Murata said that he never saw the gun. When asked Monday night by CNN for a clarification about the gun, a spokesman for Amara's law firm, Sean Vincent, said there was no update yet. The incident stemmed from a visit by Shelley Zimmerman, who filed for divorce last week, and her father, David Brian Dean. They came to the house the couple used to share to pick up some of her belongings. George Zimmerman and his wife texted Monday morning, and she told him she was going over to the house, according to a person with whom the family shared the photos of the text. George Zimmerman came to the house with a friend of his and got in a heated discussion with Dean on the according to Amara. And during the altercation, Zimmerman smashed his wife's iPad. Shelley called police as George Zimmerman sat in his truck with his friend. On the 911 call, is breathing heavily when she tells the dispatcher that Zimmerman is still at the house. He's in his car, and he continually had his hand on his gun, and he's saying, step closer, he's just threatening all of us with his firearm, she says. I don't know what to say. I mean, just what pisses me off is because, you know how they say it's not what you know, it's who you know? He pisses me the hell off because, you know, he just continually, what is fucking wrong with the damn law? You know, because his dad is a judge, and so, you know, of course he got some legal pull somewhere and can continue to help his son get out of trouble. I mean, you're supposed to hold down your family, but damn, man, this is getting out of hand. I don't know what to say. It's too much going on, man. Like, really? It's not even the fact that you just go into a craze over this man. He just continually dumps dumb stuff, and he just continually gets away with it, and he just lets you know that the law is just that effed up. And that, you know, the people that want to say whatever they want to say with the Trayvon Martin case, it really makes you look back and say, wow, are y'all just that stupid when the case happened? That this guy continually makes stuff happen, and then y'all not getting for none of this. I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, this dude is not ever going to learn. And until y'all do something about it, he's going to continually do the stuff over and over. So it's on y'all. I'm going to need a law to step it up just a little bit and stop, you know, letting this dude do what he wants, run amok. Just because his dad is, you know, just a judge, it pisses me off. Y'all see I'm feeling some type of way right now. I'm not feeling it. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to a music break. We come every music break, we're going to have my girl 205 Thickness in the building. This is my girl Red Shades, vibing and cooling, and we'll be back on Life for Dust Live.
For them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
They tripping off these people. And do you
doing. It really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decisions. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride. I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama. You can leave that all outside. You can leave that all outside.
Started from a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. Started from a pickle, now I'm here. Started from a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. Started from a pickle, now I'm here. Started from a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. I'ma tell you this from the jump. If you ain't bought that pickle, like the journey's gonna push you clear. Hungry, so I went to the store. Got some real pistols in the back of the room, man. Check the label, said overdue. Didn't pay no mind, so I ate about two. Man, tummy started hurting way too much. Kept falling in my pants, and now I'm fucked up, man. It started with a pickle, now I'm here. Started with a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. Started with a pickle, now I'm here. Farting from a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. I'll be right back.
Yeah, farted from a pickle, now we're here. Oh, my God, many of you silly, man. Shot, that was a music break, nice little music break. You had my girl Red Shades bobbing and cooling. Fuck about my girl Mina Alexis. We're farted from a pickle. You know, it gets real, you eat them pickles, man. That's how things happen. All right, so I want to welcome to the building, you know, women who not just looks good, but her brains meets her beauty. I mean, they're both on the same level. I want y'all to welcome the very talented and can't be duplicated, my girl, Miss 205 Thickness in the building.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, first off, man, you know, I felt some type of way when just more I started knowing about you, that reading your story about you and whatnot, it just really intrigued me because this is the reason why we started this whole models being on the show stuff, why we started the whole I Am So Divine movement. This is why we started this movement in the first place. That's what it's all about. Like, people don't realize it's not just because, ooh, y'all look good. That's not... Anybody can do that, but to be on a level of praising the fact of the whole point of movement is y'all don't just look good. The reason why y'all successful is because a lot of y'all are highly educated, and that's why models succeed. Like, I would tell people that all the time, like, Cuban Lust, everybody's like, ooh, Cuban Lust, ooh, that's a girl from World Star Hip Hop, man, was she bad? But when she was on the show and she was telling her story about, and other things, just because we allow that to happen, because it's not just about how good y'all look. We talk about that all day long, but that's what everybody else do. We do different things over here. And it's just, you know, for me, to most people, it might not be that amazing to them, but to me, I'm more amazed at the fact that, you know, you're working to make sure, quote me if I'm wrong, you work on your master's right now?
Yeah, I'm getting my master's in urban planning. I'm like 3 semesters away from getting my master's. So, yeah, like I always tell anybody, behind this beauty, you know, there's definitely brains, definitely.
To me, that makes a chick finer. I understand people don't realize that. That actually make a chick bad and mean. A chick is smart and she fine.
Oh, yeah.
That is a dangerous combination.
Uh-huh. Some people are threatened by it, but, you know, I don't let that affect me. I got to do what I got to do for me. So, oh, yeah. Like I said, 3 semesters away.
I'm very proud of you. Like, it's, to me, I mean, people see like how I felt about it the whole time. Like, you know, people come in here and I talk about, oh man, like, dude, this person come on in, and this person, man, they did this, they did that, and they see that I'm generally happy about the fact. It's not just the fact that you, so that's what it is. So, oh my God, you know, I was so excited for the interview coming up. It just continually pushed the shame. Is it that people are the stereotypes? The industry is so freaking full of stereotypes, and it's annoying.
Uh-huh.
It's not even just really the people inside the industry. It's more so the outside of the industry, people who don't realize all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, that y'all really are. A lot of y'all actually very smart. Most of the ones that succeeded and getting longevity, those are ones because they got some intelligence behind them.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just doing me, and I'm loving it. I'm not trying to be the next person. I'm doing me, and it feels good. So
what we're gonna do? First off, we gotta look for people that don't know you. First off, we gotta let everybody know what actually led you to get into modeling in the first place, and you gotta let everybody know about the name 205 Thickness, where that came from.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I started out just doing promotions. It was in Birmingham. I was doing promotions, and then I kind of started taking pictures with the group. And then, like, I would post my pictures on my own websites just to see where it went and post them on Facebook, and photographers would hit me up, like, hey, do you want to do a shoot? So I started doing it, and then, you know, it started getting better. So I was like, hey, and I took it and I ran with it. And then I got Miss Thickness, I got that name in the 11th grade. So that kind of just stuck with me. And then I was like, 205, because I'm from Bessemer, Alabama. And 205 is the area code. So I just put 205 Thickness together and ran with it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she is, I mean, y'all got to see her. She's pretty bad.
Well, thank you. But I definitely stay in the gym. Because I see, I got to stay fine. That's how I call it, all year round fine. I stay in the gym.
You probably have your post on your fair face. I'm about to be in that gym real quick. Damn.
Oh, yeah. I'm seriously, if I'm at home, boy, and I ain't doing nothing, I'd rather be in the gym working out because I just feel like I know what my outcome going to be. I know what my body going to look like. So I'm trying to keep it.
And, you know, and for those, you know, to put the haters to rest, is it all natural?
Oh, yes. All natural. Wrong with it.
We got to put the haters to rest for a second. That's what we had to do.
Oh, no. Nothing paid for. Nothing added. No. This has been with me since birth. So, nothing paid for over here.
So, you know, I got to put you on blast on that real quick. As far as what's your thought process on the chicks that decided to go the route of, because, you know, they want to get bigger booty and whatnot, so they take the more extreme route. What's your thoughts on that? You know, just people augmenting their bodies a certain way because they're trying to appease the industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just feel like on that, I'm not down to anything like that, different strokes with different folks. But luckily I was born with it, so I don't have to pay for it. But if that's what you choose to get, that's on you. But at the end of the day, I know that, you know, this is all natural, so I can flaunt it very happy knowing that, you know, this been with me. But like I said, if they choose to get that, you know, that's on them. Just wear it well, I would say. Do you.
Some of them, you know, some of them, they don't wear it well. You know, they don't. For me, I don't really care. I mean, that's my whole thing. If they feel that they're doing it because they want to appease people in the industry, for me, I just don't really care. Chick, I like different sizes. I mean, I don't want every chick in the industry to be thick, and I don't want every chick in the industry to be skinny. I like the fact that there's all these different sizes, and some people are trying so hard because, you know, as far as like the urban industry, a lot of times that it goes, if you know, the thicker you are, the better you are. And so, you know, especially the ones that go in this, their strippers and whatnot, they feel even more pressure. You know, they have to go into, you know, having to go get booty shots and all that. It's just crazy.
But that's what's portrayed in the media, so of course they don't want what's, you know, where all the attention is going. They gonna want that. But like I said, different folks are different folks. Me, I'm happy with what I got, and I'm perfecting it every day when I, you know, hit the gym or doing some type of workout. I'm good with what I got.
Yes, people trying to, you know, if they can, you know, they try to get that quick. I'm gonna get on World Star Hip Hop real quick. Let me get this butt big. They hitting it up.
Yeah,
they lighting me. They want to get on World Star Hip Hop. So they trying to do what they got to do to get on World Star.
But that's only like 2 second fame, though. Like, you got to do more than that. You got to put in more work to be, I guess, real famous or, you know, whatever they trying to pursue. You know? So, but like I said, different strokes for different folks.
Different
you
folks.
You got to put in more work than that.
Yes, I mean, for me, like I said, this is everybody knows. I'm not down. Like I said, we not down playing different shows with different folks. But at the end of the day, what I'm down playing more so is do it because you really want to do it. Don't do it because you feel like you're pressured. Like, I had a model tell me, but she ain't listen to him. She's still doing her. And I want to pat her on the back for that because, hey, they don't like you. Tell me and kiss your behind. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, she had a photographer tell her that in order to work if she wants to work with him, she gonna need to go get some ass shots or something.
Oh, now
that's what he told her.
Unacceptable. I would just keep it moving because I just feel like some models. I guess it depends on what level of fame you're trying to get to. You're going to do whatever you got to do, but at the end of the day, you still got to be happy with yourself. You can't be selling out. I'm not going to sell out. Not for no spread in no magazine. Because, no, at the end of the day, I need to feel good about myself. So, no, I'm not selling out. No. And I'm just blessed if I was hungry. Enough said. I would have left.
Yeah. And I had a pat on the back, and she was like, I'm not going to listen to them. He was like, you're stupid. And that's the thing. In the day, you don't allow, because if you allow that to change, you know, you keep changing for that. Then you're going to do every time they tell you to change something, you're not going to never have something. You're not going to do something because you want to do it no more. You're just going to keep doing it because you want to tap dance for them. They're like, oh, okay, I want to get in it real quick. How can I get in? It's ridiculous. It's like, I hate that. And really, I don't even know what to say. It's so much.
You know, people, you know, want fame, so they gonna take certain routes. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's like a photographer. Either way, they still gonna get what they're looking for. So if they can't respect you, keep it moving. Because they gonna
right. It's how many photographers?
Don't get in.
It's a lot of good photographers out here, and there's a photographer looking for, they are looking for your look. So don't let it stop you. Somebody's looking for you. You know, if you really go hard at what you do and you make smart moves, somebody's going to want to work with you. You know, they're going to want to work with you at your body shape. People don't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes some of them chicks, it's not even that they got big booties. It's just how they pose. They pose a certain way, and then you see them person, you're like, where your booty go? So yeah, it's not really, you know, it's about the right poses sometimes too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're right.
All right, so I see when you come to this show, you get put on blast a lot. You had to bear with me for a second, and one of the, I'm put on blast questions I got to hit you up with is, you know, as far as the photographers you've worked with so far, who do you say is your favorite photographer you work with and why?
I would say Marcus Smith of Phoenix Images, only because I've been working with him since the beginning, like 205 the beginning. So he's been down with me a long time.
You might have to let me go look and see which one you're talking about. Okay, now, which photographer is this again?
Marcus Smith, the Phoenix Images, and also Vixen Photos.
Okay, y'all know I'm over here being nosy. Y'all know how I do it. I multitask at the same dang time. Okay. All right. Okay, yeah, I can feel you on that. I can give you a nod. I'll give you a head nod on that one.
Okay. But yeah, like I said, he's been with me since the beginning. So I just feel like anybody that's gonna be with me, you know, since the beginning, I definitely, you know, even after I get more famous, I'm still gonna walk with him because like you can't. He's been with me since the beginning.
Yeah, cause you look at your, if y'all look at her, you chance to look at a portfolio on, you know, you go to Model Mayhem or whatnot, and that's by that kind too, same as plug. You get to go see a sub. I like it too, because I see what you mean, like on Phoenix Images, he kind of catches you in different lights. It's like he give you, and you get the more laid back, and then you get the bam. You get the okay. Hold on, we're gonna give you a little bit more. We was looking set on this. We're gonna give you a little bit more. Like you kind of got that different taste in each part of images.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And you come hard with every time. You do not disappoint.
Well, then that's good. I never try to come with something new or a new idea or a new concept, because I'm just not going to sit back and take orders. I'm going to be like, okay, well, let me see, let me do it like this. I'm kind of giving orders and playing with it too. So I come with my own ideas as well.
Now, like when you study, if it's different people, they kind of get the inspiration as far as they study to get themselves in the right mindset for they go into these shoots and projects and whatnot. Like, what do you like kind of study behind the scenes, you know, to kind of get yourself prepared before you go to these shoots?
As far as getting myself prepared, I don't know. I kind of look at, you know, different magazines and I just kind of really take on what I see in everyday life as far as expressions and seeing what people do, how people react, and then kind of playing up that expression and kind of making it my own, twisting it, you know, just to see how would it look on me. So I'm constantly in the mirror, believe it or not, trying to see if I make this expression, how this gonna look. I'm constantly in the mirror. So, but anybody, like, as far as the whole mind thing, anybody tell you, like, I'm not just trying to be in lingerie, swimwear. I want to do some urban wear. I want to do some high fashion, because I just don't want to be under one umbrella, basically. There's a lot more to me, and that I feel like I have to give, I have to show. So.
Right, you actually, and, you know, as far as that, too, you know, you're definitely working on appeasing to multiple audiences because, you know, one of the things I want to talk about, too, is, you know, you just recently did something, getting ready to do some burlesque dancing, if I'm correct?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I do my research. Well, that's what we do. We don't just come to the show, you know, we don't have other people go do our research. That's what I do, you know. Teachers tell you go research. If you're going to do a paper, you got to go research it, right? So you're going to do an interview, you got to research. You got
to
do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. But, yeah, I was on Facebook, and this group had put a flyer on one of the pages. And it was actually Nasty Nook out of Birmingham, which was like a lingerie intimate type of store. And they have posted a flying thing that they were having tryouts for burlesque. And I've been trying to get on something like that for the longest. And then when I seen that, I was like, oh, it's my golden opportunity. I'm finna shine. So I did go to the little tryouts, and, of course, the lady warned me. So now I'm just waiting to hear back because she did say the first show will be in October, so I'm very excited about that. But I will definitely keep everybody posted as to when the first show is because I'm very excited, very.
Now, for a person that's you know that's playing, that's like we got people who are in the you know in the dark that don't necessarily know. Kind of explain what burlesque dancing is.
I would say it's more like a kind of tease, tasteful kind of show, and it's more like kind of getting your audience involved. But to me, like I said, it's more like a kind of tease and flaunting. Kind of show, kind of dancing.
It's more like nanny nanny boo boo, like you kind of nanny nanny boo boo.
Yeah.
Your stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I get that was that they should let me go be like the spokesperson for a definition of it. So it's like a nanny nanny boo boo show. Like you can see now you see me now you don't. You know it's like that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like it's going to be a good show because I feel like besides men coming out, of course, women can come out. And the ones that don't know the right moves, you know, for their man, you can learn a thing or two. So, hey.
And shout out to Talk Too Cute in the chat room. I think that was a perfect way of explaining it, too. It's like what they did back in the Wild West or some of the old movies.
That'd be
that's perfect. Moulin Rouge, you know, I can go all day.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, and with that, too, you know, have you, because I already know, you know, how some people, hey, they don't know something. You got people that say, girl, you're going to be stripping. You got people that are doing that already.
No.
Only intelligent people may enter your fan page.
Oh, well.
It's like you got an unwritten sign that says, if you're intelligent, don't enter this fan page. You come in here, this dumb stuff, just keep on moving.
Oh, no. It's, you know, everybody.
Okay. We're gonna put a star in this today, everybody. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song break. You're going to come back. Because I'm not done. We got some more trouble we didn't get you into. So, you know, sit still, sit back. And, yeah, like I said, we're going to start some more trouble. And, I'm really trying to figure out which way I want to go with this. So, there's so many different ways I can go with this next music break. Oh, where should I start, Lord?
Oh, man.
Okay, I had to come back down to earth for a second there because I was over here laughing at somebody on Facebook doing the most. Okay,
yeah.
All right, so we'll go ahead and go to this quick music break, and then we come back. I'll be gonna chop it up with some more with you. So hope you're ready. If we're very crazy in the show, you never know what's gonna come out my mouth. So you just gotta sit back and relax.
Oh, man.
It's about to get real. All right. We'll be back after this.
Flow, tell me what the hidden foe. She a DTF and she down the fuck. And she already let a nigga know. Put it on my Kimpo, I'm a kiddo. Put it on my C-Lo, I'm a slip slow. Ass a 10, but a face of 5. She ain't fucking with them niggas from Death to Live. Let's go.
Bad bitch, take to the floor. my boat. Bad bitches twerking that ass on the floor. About to trip about a sack if your ass can drop it low. I ain't playing no games, just do some things. I just wanna fuck so you know what's up. Mr. Nasty in the TRC, ready to stunt. If you ready to stunt, then you know what's up. Now I'm on that ass. Looking all good, you can get a pass. The way you working in, make me want to smash. If you let me smash, I'ma make it last. If you ain't about the life, then you gotta go. You better know it, then let it show. So drop it low and frozen like an Eskimo. My dick game turn a gay bitch in a row.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I gotta let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you gotta come through the dust spot. That's right, tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jakisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddy J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yo, big ups to my girl, Entice Diamante, aka I call Canadian Bacon. She'll be holding down up there in Canada. And you know, I know I was gonna put you on blast about 2:05. I could definitely see, I could definitely tell you from you're originally from the East Coast. I can hear it in your voice. It's like me. It's like I might be here in Texas, but you can still that Jersey still be trying to come out.
Oh yeah, New York.
Be hard to fight. Like oh.
Oh yeah.
So, yes, like I be saying to the people, that I be like, you know, it's the way I be not caring sometimes, you know, it says Jersey stuff. But, all right, so we're gonna get a little crazier. That was like light. That was like kid stuff we just did before the music break.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was kid stuff. Okay, so, for all the, We're gonna call this segment, this special segment exclusively just for today's show, because we know it's a lot of them that want to know. We're gonna call this the third segment. Why we call it the third segment? Because this is part of the segment where these some kind of questions that people are sending in your inbox and be like, ooh, I want to know this. Ooh, I want to know this. No.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna call it the third segment. We're gonna get asked the crazy questions that people like to ask, that people want to know, that they might be scared to ask because they just scared. So we're gonna ask the questions. All right, so question number one on for the third segment. Number one is, if you had to pick your favorite, pick three of your favorite body parts. And I want you to put them in top three order, from number three to number one. What would they be and why?
Three favorite body parts? Mine?
Yes,
or
your
mine?
Your three favorite body parts on yourself and why. You got to go from top to, so you got to go from number three to number two to number one.
Okay. Number three. Oh, wow, this is hard.
Give her the music, yeah.
Okay, I would say number three. Number three would be my waist. Not just because it's small. Number two, I would say my ass, because it's, of course you're going to see it. It stands out. And number one, I would definitely say my lips, because they're my size, and you definitely see that first, you know, when you approach me. So that would be my order right there.
we agree the order. With the order. Okay, so next question in the line of question of craziness is for the fellas that want to know that's trying, you know, they probably trying to try it. I don't know, in Alabama, you know, are you single? Are you not? They want to know what it is. What's going on?
I'm not single. I just started talking to somebody. So I'm like off the market.
So, fresh guys, market. Don't try it and you'll get one of these. Don't try it.
Oh,
okay. She is off the market. I'm going to try it. Now, you know, as far as, you know, because this is my favorite part. And I know you got to love this. Now, when you are single, you be having a lot of people be trying to hit up on you that, you know, that weren't trying to hit up on you when you were single?
I didn't hear you, huh?
Like, as far as, you know, I don't know what it is. It's something in the water that makes people think a certain type of way. But when you in, like, the same thing that was when you were single, they had a shot to try to holler at you. Do they try to holler at you more when you are single? Or, I mean, when you're not single, they try that on you? There's a lot of people that do that. Like, all of a sudden, you know, ooh, man, she's not single no more. I mean, I need her to try to figure out a way I can break it up so I can be the next in line.
Okay, well, now, you know what? It seems like it's more now that I'm, you know, talking to someone and I'm in a relationship with someone because it just seems like God's coming out the woodwork. Like, I'm just like, okay, where was y'all at when I was single? But it's more coming out now, and I'm just like, well, and I just said anytime I get in a relationship, when I finally do get in a relationship, I'm with that guy. That's it. You know, so that's it.
But you know what it is? It's because a lot of people, they do this. They all of a sudden, they like competition. Like, seriously, like, honestly, all of a sudden, you was out there. You know, you over here, you be letting people know you're single, this, that, and the other. And then, you know, you got to go through all these whooping hollers. And then now you're not. They want to spend time with you. They want to do this and the other.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing the most. Okay.
Well, it ain't going to work because I'm a good, honest, and faithful woman. I don't know. I'm good. So.
There you go. So, hey, guys, I mean, y'all just want to wait. You know, she get back on the market, you're going to have to show. Now, it's funny because the ones that try, you know, let's say you are in the market, what's the best way for a guy to holler at you? You know, try to get to know you and really get in that level. Not even on a sexual level, but really get a level to where they even get your time, and they might even get a kiss. What do they need to do to get to that level?
It would be best if I was to meet them out here where I stay at, because most, like I said, most people would hit me up on Facebook and think I'm going to get them my number within two words of a conversation. But it would be best if I was to meet somebody out here where I'm at, and, you know, we just talk, have a couple conversations, maybe lunch or something. I'm not going to give you my number right off, but let's meet each other a couple times, and then let me get a feel for you. And if I'm feeling you, you'll get the number.
Great. I mean, and the thing is, I mean, like, some people be thinking, like, oh, man, she ain't going to give me. You know, for me, it's like this. Because it amazes me. I laugh at people and be like this. It doesn't, you know, this kind of chick ain't going to give me. You know, everybody's like, well, you know, she be friendly, man. She ain't talking about it. And you never know. It's a chance out here. They really do be what. You never know. It's not really, because a lot of people, they say that there's this 3-month rule, which I believe is my BS. You know, it's not really a 90-day. There's not. No, it's not a 90-day rule. It's just. It's right. You got to really put in the work, because you never know. Oh, hey, you do the right thing. Hey, she's gonna be like, well, you know what? I want to wait that long. You doing the right, keep doing the right thing. Something's gonna happen.
Oh yeah, but that whole 90-day rule thing, you know, some people believe in it, some people don't. But I just feel like if you have really spent some time with this person, then you got a feel for them, and they got a feel for you. It is what it is. If that vibe is going, hey, y'all both grown, so. You're gonna get a
conversation. What they say? Conversation rules the nation. You have a bomb conversation with somebody, it make you like them that much more. You be like, oh my god, like, this person's amazing.
Mhm. Oh Oh yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't be realize, don't be peeping that. They be like not realizing that it's that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, as far as because we talked about your features, what would you say are the most attractive features that you find in the male?
Mm.
As far as your three that you were looking for a male walk to you, that they got to have them.
Well, I would say definitely you have to be dressed appropriate. I don't want, even though I'm 24 and I'm still young, I don't want no guy that's sagging, because to me that's a turn off. That shows that you're still very immature. That's not cool at all. So you're going to have to be dressed, not saying nicely suit and tie, but you're going to have to be together. Because if we're going to be together, you got to look right. We got to both look good.
Yeah, so they can't have showing their underwear to you everywhere they walk. So they're trying to walk.
No.
They're about to trip over themselves because they still sagging.
Oh, no, that's not cool. Because you're going to make me look bad.
I just ain't never been a person been into that. Like it does not me, and people are like, oh man, he just sounds so old. I'm only 27 and I'm saying that. And I've been saying this since day one of the show when I was 22.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need y'all to do your research for you run that by me. yes. I've been feeling that way since day. I just don't. What do you get out of sagging? I just don't get it. What's fashionable about it? I haven't got anybody. Now anybody that does it and it gets mad when you bring it up, they never can give you an explanation besides, man, I just do it. It's like this ain't an Apple Jacks commercial. We eat what we like looking behind. Like get the heck out of here. Like why do you have your pants sagging? What is your reason? Don't tell me it tastes like apple excuses. Give me the reason why.
Uh-huh.
Somebody give me a good reason. I'm going to shut up and I'm going to say, this person makes some perfect sense.
I don't think it's a good reason out there. I don't think it's a good reason. To me, it's foolish. Very foolish. But like I said, now you with me, we got to make, I'm going to look good anyway. So you're going to make me look bad.
Like people that get on skinny, people that wear skinny jeans and sag, wow, that cracks me up.
I've seen that.
Why do you
get
skinny jeans?
Oh, major turn off. That's like a turn off, a turn around, going opposite direction. Don't even look back. No, that's not cool.
Yeah, because I mean. It just hurts my head, dude. Hurts my head. Okay, so we're gonna be doing some more, because we like I said, we're not done. We got so much more. We got to go from that. God, I just dumb time. The second thing you hit me, you struck a nerve with me right there.
All right,
so,
I can't see a lot of that.
No, as far as you go, make it to the smart part, that's the part I love. Like, it just really made me proud to say, wow, I'm very blessed to have somebody like this that's working with, networking with me. And that's the fact of, again, you say you in school and you're not working. You've already got your bachelor's. You're working on your master's. You're like, oh, not done. Let's keep it moving. Keep it going on. How do you seem to find a way to still, you're going to school, making it happen, and you also, modeling too. How do you seem to make all this work together and, just be very cohesive with each other?
I would say basically I pray a lot. I pray a lot that everything, goes according to it. I pray a lot. I'm, really heavy in my faith. But I guess I'm so determined school-wise to make it for my son. So he'll see a great example what a woman should be. So that pushes me more to go to class, to do my homework, to get these grades right. But now the modeling side, when he gets over there, I'm going to have to tell him about my pictures and stuff. But he's still young, so I got some time.
Yeah, and the best thing, a lot of people say that, Ooh, you got your pictures out like this. What your kids gonna think when you get older? What did you have to say about that? Because you got people that I was gonna bring that up, and you know what's your thought on that? Because I'm glad you brought that up. That's gonna definitely be something that people opt to bring up. If you're a model, I'm becoming the urban people mostly. They don't really come doing that with the other parts of the industry, like the white counterparts. They don't get that as much. We got to hear more of the black side of things. Like, what is your thought on that? You know, like you were talking about your son going to see it someday. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I just feel like at the end of the day, as long as, you know, I'm going to explain to him, and I'm showing the pictures, but at the end of the day, I'm going to let him know, you know, this is something that I like to do. And I'm explaining to him, and I'm just letting him know I'm proud of what I did and what I've done. And I've never sold out for no publication or anything like that. This is something that I like to do, and this is something that made me happy. So I'm sure he'll definitely understand. But I feel like he'll definitely understand.
And you know, and that explanation just really, I think the world just fell in love with you, doesn't it? And I think a lot of models, they needed that today. They needed to hear that because, you know, a lot of them, they feel remorseful or feel some type of way that they can't be themselves because they feel that at any moment the industry is going to say something about them because, oh, wait a minute. If I do this, you know, and be the outsider say that. But I'm sorry that you want to tell me that you're saying he'll be doing all this front, but they be the same main ones be watching, you know, they be in their little corners watching their little porn, watching their YouTube twerk videos, this, that, and the other. So I don't be understanding those type of people that do that. Like, why? How you chastise somebody on something that you actually, you know, you checking out?
Mm-hmm. I don't let that bother me.
Right.
I don't let that bother me.
It's out of hand. Like, seriously, who
does that? Who does that?
Well, I'll let that bother me because if I do, then I'm going to start changing because according to what everybody else feel. And now, at the end of the day, I'm going to be me. So, I don't let that affect me.
And like I said, that's one of the things that has led me to say why I'm glad that you decided to like really, you know, network with us or whatnot.
Thank you.
Now as far as some advice you can give to some of the models out there that's trying to get into it, what would be some of the tips you can give them to, you know, make something happen?
As far as like making, well, if you're like already in the street or you're trying to get out there, I would just say don't sell out according to what certain people want. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to get what they want. But don't be a sellout. Stand your ground, you know. Stick to it. Just don't sell out. If I can give any advice, it would be that. Just don't sell out. Stick to your standards.
Let them know.
I just feel like there's a lot of photographers out there that's going to try you. And they may be like, okay, well, if you're not going to do this, then you ain't going to get this publication. No, don't sell out. Don't sell out, no.
In order to get this publication, you got to get this.
Oh, yeah, and it may be some out there. I haven't came across any, you know, but I just feel like there are some out there. But you got to stick to yourself. You got to stick to your standards. Because they're
going to
get what they want at the end of the day.
Right. So. And I tell people all this all the time, too. Yeah, if you're going to talk